Well, this bill is one that helps set up a board. Actually, it takes a board that's currently in statute and allows it to, the board, I'm giving them some authority to set the direction for career tech in the future and also to provide the funding to implement those programs. Career tech, I feel, is very important. As I visit with large industry in the state of Missouri, their comments I'm getting from them is, we can get all the four-year degrees we need people with skills. To do that, this board would encompass people from industry. It would be some career tech administrators, some teachers, some school, other school staff, school board member. But I hope that this new board would be able to set the direction for career tech opportunities to go in the future to keep up with new technologies that we have developing out there. Actually, in some cases, what some of the titles for the career tech programs we have now, they're actually 20 years outdated in some instances. They just haven't kept up. And I think this board with the right people on it would be able to provide the direction we need to go for career tech. Senate Bill 150, that was a bill that I filed that actually, in my opinion, it deals with guns, but in my opinion, it is actually a constitutional right. It sets apart our constitutional rights as an inherent right that we have, that our founding fathers gave us in the Constitution, and that's the Second Amendment. Now, when that bill was filed, it was actually before the administration, the President Obama did his presidential press release last week, so we didn't know exactly what was going to be in it. But what I had heard previous to that was some of these executive orders would trample all over our Second Amendment rights and our constitutional rights. But it is a way for Missourians to stand up for what they believe in, and probably shows a difference in the way Missourians interpret the Constitution versus the way Washington, D.C. interprets the Constitution. Senate Bill 16 is my Youthful Employment and Agricultural Production Bill. It is one that I looked at last year after the Federal Department of Labor wanted to stop our children working on our farms. And as being from a farm family and having farm children myself, I know the importance of children raising up on farm and actually having jobs and tasks. It provides them with the opportunity to build that working skills that they need. And as a parent, we want our children to be safe. But there are a lot of jobs out there that these children can be perfectly safe in doing. And this bill, I worked with the Missouri Department of Labor, the governor's office, to come up with the language that I feel will help protect our children working on farms into the future.